This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Fox News' average primetime viewer last year, for instance, was 68 years old, mostly white, and the average American watches more than 4 hours per day, according to Nielsen data. In France's most consequential election in recent history, voters endorsed Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen, one a political novice, the other a far-right firebrand, both outsiders but with starkly different visions for the country, early returns and projections have indicated. The result was a full-throated rebuke of France's traditional mainstream parties, setting the course on an uncertain path at a critical moment when France's election could also decide the future of the European Union. In Nashville and Louisville, Kentucky, AT&T has sued to make it harder for rival broadband providers to use utility poles. In Missouri, Tennessee, and North Carolina, the company has pushed for laws that block municipal broadband providers. In San Francisco, AT&T has fought efforts to open up apartment buildings to more internet service providers. Aspirin is so popular that annual consumption worldwide totals 120 billion tablets. Scientists have discovered another possible use for aspirin in stopping the spread of cancer cells in the body after an initial tumor has already formed. Stone tools have been found in Kenya that are dated at 3.3 million years old, long before the oldest known Homo sapiens or related fossils. As of 2014, Mexican law requires that half of all the candidates fielded by a political party in federal or state elections be women. In 2016, a survey of 2,000 U.S. shoppers found that 55% turn to Amazon first when searching for a product, while only 28% start with a web search. Two-thirds of Saudi Arabians work for the state, so cuts in the bonuses, which make up 20% or more of monthly salaries, caused widespread discontent, forcing the king to restore them despite the low oil prices. Applications to U.S. undergraduate universities by Indians have fallen by 26% and to graduate programs by 15%, while applicants for H-1B visas fell by 20%, as Indians expressed concern that the culture has changed under President Trump, putting them more at risk of racist attacks. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.